You're listening to a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Brickworks Property Restoration. Preserve your concrete, brick, or foundation project today and have no payments for 6 months with zero down. Book today at BrickworksMI.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Today we're going to be taking this entire next hour to help educate you, the listener, on masonry, concrete, and Brickworks property restoration.
Now wait a minute, Ken. Is there even a house out there that has brick on it or concrete around it? Do they even care? Do they need that?
There is probably not a house in Michigan or in our that can hear us right now that does, that has brick or concrete on it that does not need some work, especially if it hasn't had any work done on it for years. When masonry issues start, the best word we can use is cancer on the house.
Yep.
If they do not get it treated and fixed, it will only spread.
And fixed properly.
And
we've got the company.
We do. So take a look around your house, your chimney, your porch, your brickwork, your concrete. And if you think you need some work, you want to stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys featuring Brickworks Property Restoration, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Education Hour of the Inside Outside Guys Show, sponsored by Brickworks Property Restoration. We've got the boss with us for the next hour. If it comes out of his mouth, he can probably take it to the bank, right, Ken?
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, we've got Jeremiah Campbell. We're thrilled. You've met Jeremiah before. He's a fire-up guy. Are you feeling pumped today?
Man, I'm so excited to be here with you guys. Every time I get the opportunity to be in your presence, magic happens.
God bless you. Love that. So tell people about your company. You have built just a monster, beautiful company here. And not all of our listeners have met you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So yeah, we're out of Southeast Michigan. So we service from Flint to Port Huron, Ann Arbor, down to, we almost go to Toledo now. And so we started, it's our 18th year in business. And so we specialize in masonry repair and restoration. One of the biggest uniques that we have is we have this process where we put the customer's needs first. And we have a process where we have a quality guarantee, and we have a proven process of how we treat every single one of our customers and clients. And it has continued to allow us to have over 1,000 five-star reviews. And we put the customer's needs first always. So we specialize in any kind of vertical masonry restoration and repair. That includes lintels, steel, water coming in. We also do everything below grade as well. And so what we'll do is we can go in, we can take in basement walls out that are falling, sinking, bowing, we can waterproof basements, and then we also do concrete as well. So any of your concrete needs, from a parking lot to a driveway.
What don't you do in concrete and masonry?
What won't we do is brick pavers. We don't do brick pavers, and that's about it.
The brick pavers are, I mean, they're what they're called, dry set. You specialize in wet set concrete.
Absolutely.
Which is very important. Talk about tuck pointing. I think one of the questions we get is, you know, point tucking or pointing, or tell people exactly what tuck pointing is, because people just don't understand what it is.
Yeah, it's interesting. In Southeast Michigan, for some reason, in exclusively the Midwest, is one of the only places you'll hear the word tuck pointing. And so I think it was part of, it's actually repointing is what it is. And so it's where you're removing the mortar between the bricks and putting new mortar back in. And there's a special process, the depth of the mortar, things like this. When brick crack, there it usually is showing, and that's why we do foundations as well, is to fix the actual problem. And so a lot of the home inspectors will come out and they'll get a home inspection sheet. It'll say chimney needs tuck pointing. And what they really refer to with tuck pointing is brick need to be repaired. Something has to go on, call a professional. So we go out there and we educate the customers on what actually needs to be done. If it can be tuck pointed, if there's a crack in the middle of a wall, sure, you can tuck point that. But if you're on a porch or a chimney, something along those lines, you're only actually repairing 20% of the bed depth, which is the depth of the mortar. And when you see a crack, it's cracked through the entire depth of the brick. And so tuck pointing can look amazing and beautiful, but usually it's only going to last 6 to 12 months without actually taking the brick out and reinstalling it.
So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sure you get a lot of calls. I need this tuck pointed, that tuck pointed. That's where your people go and educate the homeowner, because Yeah, you could tuck point all sorts of stuff, but you're not going to if you know it's not going to last. You'd rather remove and replace.
You got it. Yes, sir. That's the right way to do it. But if it's not fitting your budget, it doesn't fit your budget. So we try to give the most economical solution to do things the right way so we can stand behind it with our Brickworks guarantee.
So what is the magic? I mean, because you kind of touched the idea of cosmetic tuck pointing versus structural and long-lasting tuck pointing.
Yep.
So what's the difference?
The real difference is when you grind the mortar joint out, you're going to probably get approximately, you know, 1/2 inch to 5/8 inch in depth. And so if the crack goes, like for a front porch, for instance, if a crack goes through the entire front porch, it's going to start bulging over time, and water is penetrating through from under the soils, and it's also getting from behind the brick. So if I tuck point it, what you're going to do is you're going to have a compromised mortar joint with a crack going through it where water is going to seep from the inside out, and it's going to pop your... Even if it's 5/8 inch thick and it's actually installed properly, within one frost cycle, it's actually going to pop it out. So what we can do if the cap's good is just take the veneer course off all the way around.
Because that cap is so porous, when the water hits the cap, it soaks through the concrete, soaks the sand base between the brick underneath the concrete cap, and when that sand base freezes, it pushes out the brick.
Correct.
Right. So people, when you're done, can you seal that? Can you seal the chimney cap to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Absolutely. Great point. Yeah. So we use a siloxane-based sealer. So it came out about 15, 20 years ago. And any project that we're doing with our concrete, with our vertical restoration, with our porches, anything that we're reinstalling or installing new, we're going to seal everything with a siloxane-based sealer. We're seeing about an 8 to 12-year life expectancy out of it. And what it does is it works like wax on a car. It'll still allow it to breathe. It's not trapping the moisture in. And what it does is it allows the water to beat off of it rather than penetrate. And it's stopping about 75 to 80% of the water.
So how is Brickworks different from other companies that pretend to do what you do?
Oh, I love that question. And so, yeah, so you can be duplicated, right? And in our industry, it's there's so many companies out there that'll start up. And so most of my clients don't understand that in the first 5 years, 95% of businesses go out of business. And so when
95%.
And yeah. And then after 10 years, I mean, I think it's down to like 0.25%. So we've been doing this for 18 years. We pride ourselves on our reputation. And we pride ourselves on being the company that's going to go back and stand behind our work and our guarantee. So we do this by having no subcontractors. We do this by always putting the customer's needs first. We have a proven process. From the minute the phone rings to our incoming calls, there's a system and a process for every single thing that we do, and we hold people accountable to it. So
that's good stuff.
Yeah,
that is good stuff. And you know, boy, we have so much we can get through. But one thing I heard you say here a minute ago, and I'm going to call you out on it, Jeremiah, I'm sorry. Guarantee, not warranty, guarantee.
They don't even have a
especially
warranty.
In the masonry industry. Can you explain why that's so important?
Yes, another great point. So yeah, the warranty, what happens is when say the window's leaking or something's leaking around the house, what they do is there's a warranty. Warranties come from the manufacturer. What that means is every product that somebody sells, they're going to give you a warranty. And if the product fails, what do? You call whoever installs it. And if somebody comes in and installs and says, hey, not my problem, the manufacturer covers that. So then the customer, what do? They call the manufacturer and they'll call them up and say, what? Hey, no, it's not us. It's the way it was installed. And everybody points at each other and the customer gets stuck in between.
You're so right. We're going to go to break. And to borrow a phrase from Game of Thrones, winter's coming. And winter is when the masonry really gets hurt. I mean, 9 months out of the year, masonry doesn't get hurt at all. But when it starts to freeze, that's what hurts your home. We're going to continue this discussion with Jeremiah Campbell, owner and operator of Brickworks Property Restoration, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Brickworks Property Restoration. Preserve your concrete, brick, or foundation project today and have no payments for 6 months with zero down. Book today at BrickworksMI.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
The industry, Ken and I struggled for years to find a good company like Brickworks to recommend and refer to our listeners. And there are a lot of differences in what you've created here compared to the industry itself. So let's spend a little more time on that.
Oh, yes, I appreciate that. And so one of the things is I love collecting unique brick. And so I have probably about 100,000 brick at our facility. And most of these bricks you can't find. And so when you have a home that's being repaired, when they're a normal contractor that hasn't been in this business for as long as we have, then what they do is they go to the brickyard and it's whatever's readily available is what they're going to reinstall on your house. And they don't have...
May not even be close. And they might not even try. I see that so much. And that's so disappointing when I go buy a house that has a brick on it that I know there's a better match for. It just shows me that the mason didn't even try.
Didn't even try because in most companies that we're competing with, they're in the same industry as we are. They're owner operators, and there's nothing wrong with a stand and a van. There's nothing wrong with
that. That's how you started, isn't it?
Exactly how we started. Great point. And so. I always say the customer doesn't know what they don't know, and that's what the ignorance is. And so when we have the ability to come out there and match, so when our sales reps come out there, they're going to come out there with a kit, and we have six different colors of mortar that we're going to bring to your house. And depending on where your original product was sourced from, you're going to get different tints and hues, and we're going to dye our mortars to actually match the home for one. And for two, we're going to find the actual best industry standard. And so we have these long-lasting relationships with all of the suppliers across the country and in Canada to get you the brick. So first we need to identify, and the guys with the history, identify what type of product was originally installed on your house, who bought them, or are they still in business, and can we still get that line? And if we can't, we go to all of the other brick manufacturers to find you the best product that we can possibly fit on your house.
You're a true expert. You keep talking about focusing on the customer, but you also focus on your employees, and that's, I think, what makes your company great.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So when you put people first, they will nurture and they will create the ability to just really take care of your clients. And so a lot of our business that we look at over the years, it's customers first, customers always right. And I kind of agree with that. However, it's that yes. And when you take care of we're family here, and people say that very generically, but last weekend we had out at Metro Beach Park, we had everybody with their families in bounce houses, and we really care, because I know as a business owner, there's three things that drive employment factor in a business. One is money, right? And so can you offer them more money? Can you charge the right price? Got to make a living. And that's probably the least most important. Two is culture. And what is the culture like? And do you like going to work and you like working with the people? So everything we do gets filtered through our core values.
And people smile, they wave, they say hello, their heads are up in the morning instead of down on the ground going, oh my gosh, another day.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And you said you came early today and saw most of our crews.
Just
you
know, to watch them.
Pulling in and out. And I love that. And then the three, probably the most important thing, is upward mobility. Is the company going somewhere? And are you on a growth trajectory, or are you just cutting down? And so when you come to work with us, our team, they know exactly what their next promotion is going to be. They know exactly how they can make more money. They know exactly what they have to do. And we hold them to rigorous standards with performance incentive plans, with SAD forms. We have all of these things in place so the customer gets the best experience.
And people tend to love that. They love knowing where the lines are.
Absolutely.
It's not knowing where the lines are that confuses people.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. Jeremiah, let's talk about chimneys and inspecting chimneys, because a lot of people can stand on the ground, look at your chimney and say, it looks fine to me. But, you know, that's like looking at Chuck and saying, he looks fine to me. You know,
yeah, we all know better.
We all know better than that.
Yeah.
You got to look on the inside. You really got to do a good professional inspection, because we don't want to scare people, but 15,000 to 17,000 chimney fires start a year on average in the United States. And I guarantee every one of those people went that. I thought that never happened to me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
that. Yeah, that's and you're 100% right. And so I worked it out with my team to offer specifically your listeners on this. And so what we're offering is a free 10-point video chimney inspection for any masonry fireplace, wood burning fireplace.
Wow.
And what that means is it's got to be a brick chimney with a flue crock on the inside, the orange crock that sticks out of the top. And that's our honey hole. That's where we stay. That's where we do the very best that we can. And all 13 of our in-house crews, that we don't use any subcontractors, are geared and designed and set up each one of these crews to go out and take care of this. So when your chimney is naturally, before you start a fire this year, you need to make sure that the internals of your chimney are in, and we use, when you're purposely catching your house on fire. when you're building a fire inside the house.
That's a great point.
Yes, you're intentionally, I'm going to set a fire and it's going to be a controlled fire inside my house. And if your fireplace isn't properly venting, and it's more like a 15 to 20, but for the lawyer's sake, we call it a 10-point chimney inspection. and we come in there and we're going to check the gaps and cracks inside the flue. We're going to send a camera up inside to make sure. And what we're really searching for is everybody has had a hole in a straw before. And when you try to use a hole, when you try to use a straw with a rip or a hole in it, what does it do? It renders almost useless. You might get a little drizzle, but it's not going to work. So inside chimneys, when chimneys were originally built, they don't meet the current standards. And what happens is creosote gets built up behind there and it causes fires. And majority of the 15,000 to 17,000 house fires are due to improper chimney maintenance. And so every one of my sales reps are set up with cameras in their truck that they can stop by. We can do it usually in 15 to 45 minutes.
And the homeowner will see the video.
They'll sit right next to them. And what we're looking for is any kind of gaps or cracks or imperfections. When there's gaps or cracks, what happens is it's pulling the creosote through. And even this is just a gas fireplace. If it's an open firebox and there's even gas logs, they create creosote and those can also catch fire as well.
Let's talk about a habit that a lot of new construction bricklayers had for many years. When, you know, in the old days, they get paid by the thousand when they brick up a house.
That's how we used to bid them.
I know. So the bricklayers would take brick and they would literally fill the chimneys full of brick to get rid of the thousand. Yeah. And unfortunately, what happens is that holds water. The water gets inside that brick. It holds, it freezes, it pushes out the brick, and it expands. And then what a common practice was is they'd get to the top of the chimney and they'd realize they didn't have enough flue tile. They were about 6 inches short of flue tile.
So they just threw
a couple of bricks in there, not even concerned the fact that that allows the creosote to get behind and between the brick and the flue tile. And you must see that on a regular basis. And it's just flat out dangerous.
Yeah, Ken, I'll be honest with you. I've been CSI certified chimney sweep for about 12 years, and I've seen maybe two out of probably 5,000 chimneys that I've inspected actually pass inspection. And so
two out of 5,000
yep.
that have passed.
Passed, yeah.
What constitutes failing?
Constitute failing, any kind of gap, crack. And so NFPA 211 states that if there's any open gap or crack inside of a flue system.
That's the National Fire Protection Agency.
Exactly. And so they're the ones that create these codes. And what happens is what the firebox hearth, we go underneath and look into the crawl space and or the basement to make sure that there's proper T-bar, there's non-combustibles anywhere close. And then we send it up. And what happens is the footing is usually pushed out of the house and it rocks and it shakes and it moves and it creates gaps and cracks from the lintel, from your firebox opening to your smoke chamber, all the way up to where your flue catches. And so if it's not sealed with 100% seal going airtight, it's going to render a fire hazard and it should be shut down.
Now, you want anybody, whether that chimney looks like it needs work or not, to give you a call, because you want to look down inside the chimney. Let's say you look down inside the chimney, you just see a few hairline cracks.
Yep.
Is that something a homeowner should be concerned about?
Absolutely. Those hairline cracks are going to lead to fire.
And how do you take care of that?
We reline chimneys with a product called Heat Shield, and it's a refractory mortar that we're gonna. It's like a plunger that drops down into the chimney, and then we dump the product in from the top, and then we use a cranked pulley to pull it up, and it slip casts the chimney, and it makes it, so fires that have been working for, and a lot of this, what happens? They'll call up and they'll call us up and they'll say, I smell creosote in my house, and I haven't burned in 5 years, and that's exactly, it's backdraft. And so when you seal a house shut, the house itself will become like a vacuum. Well, when you start a fire, it has to suck air from other ends of the house. And as it's sucking air from the other end of the house, if it doesn't have anywhere to grab the air from, what it'll do is it'll start doing a reverse flow and suck it down the chimney. And so anything that's going to cause this flow to be inhibited is going to affect the way that the chimney is performing. So when we're done, the chimney will perform and the fire will perform better than it. I'm talking, they're seeing 3,000 to 4,000 times results on the flow when you properly reline it with the slip casting.
And they're going to be breathing better air and their house will smell better. Now, there in a lot of chimneys in Southeast Michigan aren't fireplace chimneys. They're furnace chimneys. They're hot water heater or water heater chimneys. Let's talk about what you could do for those when we get back and break, along with so many other things that you do over here at Brickworks Property Restoration. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Inside Outside Guys and Brickworks Property Restoration. This company is so much more than the name implies. Jeremiah Campbell, the owner here, if he says it, it's true. Ken mentioned before we went to break, Jeremiah, the fact that a lot of chimneys are not there for a fireplace, a wood-burning fireplace. They're there because of a furnace or a water heater. Does that make a difference?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it's a completely different application. And so the heat shield system that we install, slip casting, is needed only when you're starting a fire. So the good news is the HVAC industry has handled it very well and relined these actual chimneys. And so the reason they put a liner in there is the same reason that we put heat shields in fireplaces. And the liner changes the size of the flue. So back in the day, there was 80% or less, you know, furnaces and hot water tanks, and they would literally take hydraulic cement and plumb it right through a thimble right in the side of the basement wall, yeah. And it would go out the chimney. Well, over time, as efficiencies have been created, they put a liner inside of it, and the liners work amazing for that application.
Why would they do that?
Because what they did that is they changed the size of the diameter of the flue. So any high efficiency, you're going to go right out of the side of the house with PVC for your fire, for your furnace, or in your high efficiency hot water tanks. But your normal efficiency hot water tanks, the flue is too big. And the size of the flue is too large. So they drop it down to a 3 or 4 inch size, and it goes right to the top, and it's going to change. It looks like a water hose. And so it changes the size, and it allows for better draft and flow. The reason why we love these liners, which we don't install, we just make the recommendation that they should be installed, because it's going to keep my brick on the chimney and my cap and everything. It's going to keep the moisture and the condensation inside of the aluminum liner and not on my flue walls.
So many of these, the housing stock here in Southeast Michigan, built in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, never, 70s, never considered any of that. They just put a chimney in. And right. That's when you see some of those chimneys just start to deteriorate from their outside. And you think, hold it, that makes no sense. There's no fire in there. But the moisture from the inside and the outside tears apart those chimneys. You know, you mentioned brick matching, and there's a couple brick that I know, one called a Sandlime Jebco that is just absolutely famous for that, the gray brick that is so easy to tear apart. Do they make a replacement for that brick? I know they used to, but it's almost as bad as the original.
Yeah, they do. And so those, we actually have about 25,000 of those in our pole barn. Of the Jebcos. Yeah, so we
in the barn, though.
In the barn. Yeah, in the barn.
Makes sense.
Out of the weather.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it depends on the match. And so Belden does an amazing job making a replacement brick for that. And so Sandline brick, they came out, I believe, in the late 50s, and it was the alternative when they were really using Portland cement. And essentially what it is it's a compressed sand.
Not a fired brick.
Right. Nope.
Which 99% of them are out there.
Correct. Right. Yeah. Especially the older style bricks. So yeah.
Yeah, I believe that company went Chapter 11 just because of those bricks. But you mentioned Belden, and one of the things about these brickyards around is, like, Belden has two guys, Mark and Ken, over there. You take them a brick, and you show it to them, and they're going to go, oh, that's a Bowerskin 376A, and I can get it, I can't get it. It's just amazing the knowledge these guys have with those brickyards.
Yeah, we work directly with them every day.
I bet you do.
I love to hear that. You also do foundation repair?
Yep.
And you do concrete?
Oh, yes. So the foundation repair is a lot of fun, especially in spring and fall. And so we have a project.
A lot of fun. Nobody says that about foundation repair.
We work hand in hand with a lot of engineers. And so there's a lot of things going around right now in the foundation industry with these larger companies. And so we're taking a project down right now in Grosse Pointe where we had to remove 3 of the basement walls. And so we had
Move
to get
them.
It.
How?
Yeah. And so they ended up hiring 4 different companies along the way. The wall was sinking. It was bowing. And everybody came in with a patented system to come in and fix it. And the only way to actually fix it, and that's why we love what we do, we're masonry contractors. And so that's what we do. And so we came in and we excavated the walls, jacked the house up, took the brick off the side of the house, took the wall out. And then we got to the footings. We called the engineers in to get the proper test holes dug. And we did the soil samples. And so we ended up having to go 92 feet, redo the footing design. And then we actually have the pump truck coming Monday to repour the footings, the cages. I mean, it's quite elaborate, and the customer already spent $200,000.
And you love doing that kind of work.
I love challenging projects. Yes, we do the quick, easy project, but the ones that are the challenging ones that come in, and when a customer gets backed into a corner and they don't know that there's other options out there, we go there, we educate them, we get the engineers involved, and we make a site specific plan. And that's what our capabilities are. We have 2 full-time foundation crews that are going to do your water waterproofing. We're not going to get involved in epoxy ejection. We're not going to get involved in any of that stuff. But what we're going to do is we're going to fully excavate the exterior of the home. We're going to replace the drain tiles. We're going to replace any of the damages on the wall. We're going to check the soils. We're going to make sure that the water is properly flowing away from the house.
So a truly failed system, you will virtually rebuild.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So three sides of the house. Did one of those sides have a driveway?
Yes.
How did you handle that?
I took the driveway out. Yeah, we took the driveway out on the side of the house. And so, yeah, so we do concrete. And so last year we ended up purchasing four volumetric mixing trucks. And so not only are we, you know, installing concrete, but we're also manufacturing concrete. And the reason we did that is we take the control back into our organization. And so we started a company called Concrete Works, and we also deliver for other contractors as well. But we have the ability to make on-demand concrete. So we're not waiting for, when you have a ready mix truck that pulls up, and the ready mix truck from the point A to your job site is usually about 45 minutes or more. If they get caught in traffic,
it's today, it might be 3 hours.
Correct. It's a hot load. And so when you get hot loads that pull up to your sites, you don't have the ability to send the truck back. You don't have the ability. So you either eat the cost of it, or you hurry up and put the concrete in. The way the Brickworks difference is, we pull up with the truck, we check the humidity, the temperature of our soils, of the aggregate inside the truck, and then we have a computer system with 100 different mix designs. And what that does is it gives the customer control. We have a printout right in the truck that we can hand, and we'll turn it in with our job slip that tells us the exact content, moisture, the strength, and we can change it on the fly as well if the temperatures change.
Right
there on the spot, yeah.
And again, cool. Why is that beneficial for the homeowner?
Because they get a better product. They get a product that the Brickworks can stand behind, that Brickworks can give them a full guarantee. And then we are able to control the speed of the process as well. And so if we're doing a porch cap, we can pour it at two slump, extra stiff, which is going to have less water in it. We can control, instead of using more water, we can add more water reducer. The less water content, the stronger your concrete's going to be.
Less shrinkage.
Yeah, you got it.
Less cracking.
Yep.
So when you put concrete down, you just put the concrete down? I mean, explain, I'm just joking. Yeah. Explain the process. If I'm getting a driveway from Brickworks Property Restoration, exactly what am I getting?
Yeah, so we're going to come in, we're going to remove the concrete, right? And so what we'll do is we'll come in, remove the concrete, and then we're going to check the subgrades underneath it. We're using 21AA crushed that we're going to backfill your driveway with. We're going to make sure that it's properly compacted. We're going to make sure the pitch is actually proper. Then what we're using is we have true Amish timber, and so our timber is a full 4 inches, and so the wood that we're using, we actually get it milled upstate Michigan and we bring it down, so we're automatically 20-25% more concrete product than we're installing. Then on our standard concrete packages, what we have is we have a fiberglass rebar reinforcement. And so what we're doing is we found all of the...
Instead of steel.
Steel is going to rust. If you look at any of our bridges, you look at any of our roads, what's causing that is the expansion and contraction and the oxidation of the steel. So we're doing everything that we can. We're putting fiber into our concrete mix. We're running fiber reinforcement bar. We're mixing our own and we're installing our own made concrete so we can control as it getting... Concrete's supposed to be set in place and it's not supposed to be poured to begin with. So the more variabilities that Brickworks can control in-house with everything that we do, we create the ability to give a lasting and a better product.
So I'm going to make the analogy of carpeting. When someone gets carpeting their house, they can get cheap, low thread, you know, just terrible stuff, or they can get the top of the line with the warranty. There's a difference. When it comes to concrete, you don't offer the low quality, cheap stuff. No. You only offer the best that allows you to put your warranty behind it. And it's a value for people. I mean, it may be a bigger spend for the homeowners, but you don't, the last thing in the world you want to do is go cheap on concrete. Anything you do, you don't want to go cheap on concrete, because other companies can hide cost in concrete.
Yep.
Where you guys are all up front, you pull up, you show them the sheet. It's a value. So if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about concrete, let's say I know I need concrete, Jeremiah, but I don't have the money this year to get the concrete. Let's go to break, and we'll tell homeowners how Brickworks Property Restoration can help them.
Fair?
Fair. Here, this is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Brickworks Property Restoration. Preserve your concrete, brick, or foundation project today and have no payments for 6 months with zero down. Book today at BrickworksMI.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Jeremiah, kind of a recap what you guys can do for people, homeowners, businesses?
Yes, absolutely. So we got brick, block, concrete foundations, and waterproofing is our general elevator pitch, right? And so what we do is we go in there where we have the capabilities. And so we have a completely separate division as well. It's called our CHIPS division, where we do commercial, historical, industrial, public, and structural steel. And so we have two in-house engineers that are working on that side of the business as well. So we got a vast, when we just ended a project with the Archdiocese in the city of Detroit, where we're going in and creating swing stages, and we're building all of these systems out to where we can work for the homeowner. And so a lot of times, especially in this market, you know, everybody's got to be very conscious of where their money goes. So we work deals out with all these different finance companies to where we're able to go in. And as of now, especially for your listeners, I can offer you guys no money down and no payments and no interest for 6 months.
Wow.
That's incredible. You can get your driveway, you can get your chimney fixed, you can get your heat shield, you can get your chimney set up and ready. And we're still taking clients on this year.
Are you?
Absolutely.
In
all categories. And so we have over 70 team members here, all W-2 employees. We're geared up and set up. We have a professional trained sales staff of 9 to where we're going to be able to get out to take a look at your house usually within 2 to 3 days. And we can get out to your house. We can go through the project presentation, where we actually take the time and discuss with the homeowner to understand. There's a big difference with cost and value. So what it's actually going to cost you and what the value you're getting. And so the analogy that I like to use is when you hire somebody to do something and you're looking at 3 different prices, right? You can see a price from $2,000, $8,000, and $12,000. And what is the vast majority? Most of these guys are going to scribble something on a piece of paper and throw it to you, and not going to be very descriptive. Our job, every one of my sales reps, we don't even allow our sales reps to give a price without the project presentation. You have to understand what you're getting. Nobody is created equally when it comes to these businesses. You don't know what you're getting until you follow the actual process. And so what we do is we go in and we educate the consumer. What does it actually mean? What is it actually going to cost us as a company to stand behind the work? What is it actually going to cost us to go in and do your driveway the right way? Because like Ken said, you can hide so many things. I can shave 30% of my concrete load.
Homeowner would never know it.
Would never know. And then these companies go out of business. Like I said, 95% of companies out in 5 years. And what they do is they shut down and reopen under a different name, so they don't have to stand behind their warranties. And so when customers get warranties for this long expended period of time, and the company hasn't even been in business. So what we're seeing is we go in there, and if we're going to give you a true 4 inches, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars. Well, if you hire somebody that might be 25 or 30% cheaper, the value, this is the problem. I'm going to have to come back in 2 years and do that the right way. So you're literally throwing good money at a problem, and it's never going to actually be fixed. So it's following the proven process all the way through to make sure that the customer understands what they're getting, what they're paying for, what products we're using.
And solving
the problem. Exactly.
Jeremy, I'm going to throw a curveball at you right now because we have a lot of listeners in historical houses. When I say historical houses, I mean the downtown Pontiacs. I mean the downtown Detroits. I mean the inner city. And let's be honest, a lot of companies don't like working in those areas. They need you.
Yes.
They need companies like you to, I mean, you talk about refinancing, you and I can drive through Detroit and we'll see houses that need chimneys, that need porches, that house need driveways all at one time.
Yeah.
You can be there for them. You can help them.
Absolutely.
Explain that, please.
Yeah, so I kind of geek out on historical stuff. I love, unfortunately, historical usually means it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
And so when you're going in there and you're taking something apart and it's historical and you have to go back and put it back how it was. The biggest compliment that we get at a restoration company is, wow, it looked exactly like it did originally.
I can't tell you did any work, right?
Exactly. And that's what we're really striving for. And so we have the ability to come in and our finance companies are actually buying down to a 600 credit score. And we're getting approvals for people with as low as a 600 credit score. And we're still getting prime rates over the 680. And where you got the ability to, it's not just about being able to afford us. It's being able to get you locked into a nice low monthly payment.
Yeah.
Because what happens is when before winter comes, this problem, one thing we can 100% guarantee, and there's very few guarantees in life. One thing you can guarantee is it's never going to get better over winter.
I use the analogy cancer on the house. When it comes to masonry and concrete, I think that's I'm sorry if I offend anybody, but that's the best analogy. So if someone actually has cancer, they don't get it treated. It spreads,
yep,
and they die. Same thing on a house.
Yes.
I mean, same thing on a house, because if you don't get it, even if you can't afford it, it's only going to get worse and cost more money.
It's a great point. We had a foundation repair where the wall was buckling, and we were going to go in and put I-beams on the wall. And the customer didn't hire us on the spot. And so what happened is they called us back about 45 days later. And the wall could not be fixed at that point. In 45 days. And they had lived there for about 6 years. In 45 days, the wall moved over another half inch of the gap in the spread. It's a CMU wall, a brick, a block wall.
Sure.
And the wall buckled in about 2 feet below the floor truss. And when the wall buckled in, and now we had to take the wall out. And so had they hired us on that spot, we could have saved it. And it took the job from $11,000 to $47,000.
Wow.
We were able to get a financing, and thank God, but the house could have buckled.
Wow.
Luckily, you've got a big team. You've got a great team. Are you still looking to add to that team to build
the team? We're always hiring. We're always hiring, and we always have the ability to bring on good quality individuals. Oh, that's what we expect. We specialize in training. We hire for attitude and aptitude. And do you have the willingness to want to learn, and do you have the willingness to want to grow? And so when it comes to our CSRs in the office, to our sales reps, to our installers, we take some of our best guys we brought in. I think maybe two or three of our main installers, we call them our masons, are our number one. Ones came from outside of our organization. All of the other ones we trained in-house.
I see guys and gals too here.
Yeah. So we have a couple gals out installing, and we definitely invite everybody to come in. And as long as you're willing to get dirty and to get in there and get involved, and nobody's too good to get in there, including myself. I'll get in and I help these guys load ladders and get everything set up and out, because it's part of a team. I can't do what I do without even the person that comes in and sweeps floors. It doesn't matter. We all treat each other equally, and it gives us the ability to grow, but it gives us the ability to feel important.
I love it. So you will train. People don't pay to train. They don't have to go to college or training school.
Yep. They don't. And so we have Brickworks Academy in mid-February every year, which is a 2 or 3 week course that we have, and it comes in there. So every one of my sales reps, every one of our company has to participate in this if they want to work with us for that following season.
It's people skills as well as train skills.
Yeah.
So tell me if this is true. I call up Brickworks and I say, you know what? I just need a little bit of tuck point and a couple of precast steps. Too small for you?
Nope, not too small.
Why?
We believe, and I love that, and we believe that no job is too big and no job is too small. And so for the longest time, we had a minimum. And I'll be honest with you, last week, if you would have called, we would have told you there was a minimum over the phone, and we pulled that up, depending on where it is. And so I actually created a disclaimer with my attorney, and we have a disclaimer in our project, in our dropdowns now, where it says that we will do this for, you say, $900, where our minimum usually is about $2,000 to $2,500. Well, if I can come out there for $900 and replace two steps for you, but what we did is we created a small project disclaimer, and it says that we can come and you are going to be easily schedulable. And if you're going to be flexible.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to piggyback it off another project when we're in your area. And that's going to help us feed the market for the projects that were too small, because you can't rely on a chuck and a truck or a stand in a van.
Well, two guys are done at a job at 2:00. You want to be able to look at a schedule and go, hey, there's two steps to go set over at Mrs. Smith's house,
yep,
on the east side of Detroit.
You got it.
And people need to understand, you need two guys to set steps, because I know people go, wow, that much? Look, two steps, you need two guys, and steps are not inexpensive.
You know, it's a great point. And here's the point. And if you don't seal them, you're going to get about one season out of them.
Bro, you're so right.
Huh? The steps themselves, though, have taken, we have more workman comps claim from 3-foot steps than any other claim.
I believe it.
I'm not kidding you. A 3-foot step, one of our guys, big muscly guy, will go to pick it up, twist his back the wrong way, boom, he's out. So yeah, we have a SOP for that.
All right, well, let's do this. This segment's over. I want people out there to keep an eye out for a video that we're about to go shoot with Brickworks Property Restoration. And we also want everyone out there to go out, take a walk around their house, see if they need help. And if you have a chimney at all, masonry chimney, you need to call Brickworks Property Restoration for a free inspection. Jeremiah Campbell, owner of Brickworks Property Restoration, thank you for having us out today.
Thank you.
All right, you've been listening to the
That's always fun with you guys.
It is.
You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys Education Hour today, featuring Brickworks Property Restoration, only on AM 760 WJR.